Sairam, dear listeners, welcome back to the Sri Satya Sai Media Center after the enthralling bhajan session in the Sai Kulwant Hall. And as the proceedings go along, and as the devotees worldwide are awaiting to have the Sai Kulwant Hall open on the 27th of September, every heart pining to see the Lord, to reach the goal, we, the Veda Jignasa team, inviting you all again to this fresh episode of Veda Jignasa, is your team Radio Sai's Ganesh, and along with me is Brother Bhargav, Sairam Bhargav.
Sairam Ganesh.
So, as we start this journey, this concluding part of this journey of the Durga Suktam,
The signing off of the four F's. Yes.
So, before we go ahead with that, we shall collectively offer our humble salutations and prayers at His lotus feet, at the lotus feet of our Divine Mother and Father, Lord Sai, and with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is His inspiration, we shall start today's class with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantra.
Om Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajini Vati Dhinama Vitriyavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
So Bhargav, the last lap of Durga Suktam and the journey of the four F's,
yes.
Follow the master,
face the devil,
fight till the end,
finish the game.
So what is it like to finish the game? So looking at the last portion of Durga Suktam, I think this will take us back through the entire journey,
yes,
of this four F's. Maybe we can chant this and know the meaning of the Gayatri of Durga,
yes,
so that we can realize the importance and the essence of the journey which we have gone through.
Yes.
Om Katyayanaya Vidmahe Kanyakumari Dhimahi Tanno Durgeh Prachodayat.
So the meaning, if you just see, the if you just go by the word by word meaning, it says we all know Katyayani, we do dhyanam upon thee, O such a Durgi, inspire and illumine our thoughts. So basically it's in a Gayatri meter. So every Gayatri mantra always talks about illumining the intellect. So I think we are already stepping to the next part, Ganesh.
Exactly.
When you're talking about intellect.
But I think we should not reveal so early the next journey.
So let's have a little more suspense.
Yes.
So that we'll know what is the next mantra which you're taking up.
Exactly.
So, but Ganesh, the hint is intellect. Okay, so coming back to the Durga Gayatri, you wanted to talk about something on the Katyayani Vratam, which Swami had mentioned.
Yes. When we talk about this Gayatri, the opening word is Katyayanaya Vidmahe. Pertaining to Katyayani, we all know Kanyakumari is the maiden virgin.
Yeah.
Dhimahi, we all meditate upon that. Tat, that, naha, us, Durgihi, difficult to approach.
Yes.
So prachodayat is to inspire and illumine the thought process. So when we, what exactly is this Katyayani Vratam? We may get a doubt, who is this Katyayani? Then when we searched for this, Swami has not left even a single page unturned or a single doubt to crop up in our mind.
Yeah.
Swami had mentioned about this Katyayani Vratam, which was done by the Gopikas.
Okay.
In the summer course of 1978, Swami mentioned that the Gopikas were like they were lost in the Krishna consciousness that they wanted to get rid of the worldly bondages that they were having with their families.
Okay.
And in order to accomplish that final goal of theirs, the union with Lord Krishna, and they embarked upon this journey of performing the Katyayani Vratam.
Okay.
This Katyayani Vratam would enable them to become one with the Lord, because it makes you free from all the bondages, and it makes you purified with that unsullied and untainted love for the Lord.
Okay. So this basically you're telling that you become so pure that you just merge in the Lord.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
So we'll just read out the verbatim what Swami had told. This is from Summer Showers in Vrindavan, 1978. It says, the Gopikas undertook, I quote what Swami had said, the Gopikas undertook to perform a special Katyayani Vratam on a particular Monday in the month of Kartika. We should recognize the significance of performing this sacred Vrata. They said, we are not aspiring for an impermanent and illusory form. We are aspiring for attaining sacred Krishna, who is the embodiment of permanent, unchanging truth. Just because he is in a physical form, we will not be deceiving into believing that he is impermanent. Just like the clothes that we are now wearing, God has decided to take that particular human form in this yuga. The yugas may change, but our God will not change. The Gopikas clearly recognized the divinity in Krishna. Depending on the age of the individual, he described as being in his childhood, youth, adolescence or old age. However, for Krishna, it is always childhood or youth. See, for Swami also, if you see.
Exactly.
I remember he used to say, see, this is my 85th birthday, this is my 80th birthday. Do you believe that I am so old? Even now I can run, I can defeat all of you in a running race. He used to tell that. So nice. So this was beyond all human comprehension. He is immortal and he is always full of peace. And in this way, he represents eternal beauty. Although he used to be dark in complexion, his appearance was very attractive. The divinity that was present in him was responsible for this. This is not so in all human beings. So Swami actually tells so clearly about the Vratam. And again, as you told, probably this is the final step where you say fight till the end and finish the game.
So finishing
the game means finishing all the thoughts and everything which take you away from the Lord and putting them as one-pointed attention towards the God.
To realize the true essence and true divinity.
Yes. But Ganesh, one question crops up now is that you say that do we have to actually go to a wait for a Kartik Masam, wait for a Monday and wait for us to do a Katyayani Vratam? What we have, see, because in Durga Suktam, we had actually mentioned that it is a mantra, a suktam, where it talks about overcoming obstacles in your life. And remember, the recurring theme always was that one example where one person goes to a sea and tries to take bath till the waves come down, and they never happen. So probably what you feel, this Katyayani Vratam is it only the Vratam which you do, or is it a little more broader in sense?
Actually, it is an every moment affair for all of us.
Yeah.
Because when we are talking about following the master, facing the devil, fighting till the end, this is a continuous process that goes on in each one's life.
Yes.
Because once you are taking birth as a human being, all the past vasanas and karmas that come along with you,
yes,
are bound to take you in some direction.
Correct.
So in the process of that journey, you may be tainted with some blemishes or impurities. So the process of purification is this entire journey.
Yes.
So this entire life can be taken as a Katyayani Vratam.
Oh, the whole life can be
whole
taken.
Life. So that we may realize the eternal truth that we and the Lord are one and the same.
Yes.
I remember in the last session we had shared an experience of Rani Subramanyam, or fondly called as Rani Ma, where Swami had blessed her with the unique blessing that she was granted the blessing that she will always have the feeling or the thought that whatever is happening in front of her eyes, this entire life is a dream. And she will overcome that problem of duality.
Okay.
This too shall pass.
Beautiful.
That blessing Swami had given her. So now again I take this experience of Rani Magaru, where Swami beautifully tells her why he has taken a form of an avatar. Swami tells, I have come down to this earth in this form so that I can teach you the eternal truth that you are no different than me.
Correct.
So maybe the Katyayani Vratam, where the Gopikas are praying to catch hold of that blemishless or the full, complete, pure form of the Lord which is the Atman. I think each and every one of us are doing this Vratam in the process of this life.
But remember, just again to have a recap, we had actually mentioned that when you were talking about this journey and we get some blemishes, we get some impurities. I think if you remember, we had mentioned one experience of Swami where Swami says that nothing more is needed. At the end of the day, whatever you do, you offer it to me. And when you start the day, you just say this is all. Think, remember, we had this.
Exactly.
So as a recap, actually, to actually reach that blemishless state and that state where you are one with the Lord, according to Swami, he's made it very simple. So anything comes your way, whether it be a positive or a negative or a high or a low or whatever, anything comes your way, you go through it and offer it as an offering to him in the end of the day and say, Swami, this is yours, you take care, and you become pure and blemishless. So every day this process Swami says you do.
Exactly.
And then probably a time will come when you do it every moment. So then if you are actually doing that, then the Katyayani Vratam is happening in a day to day, in a moment to moment manner in all of us.
Exactly.
all our lives.
Actually this might seem very interesting, because as every Sai devotee would know that Swami would often call students or devotees Bangaru,
yeah.
And the other side of the coin is Swami used to call us Dunapotas.
Yes.
So whenever Swami used to call us Dunapotas, we were like overjoyed, yeah. And like very happy.
Yeah.
So even when Swami scolded, we were amazing. It was. But when Swami has addressed you as Bangaru, then the problem starts. It feels like a pat on your back, but the process begins at that moment.
Yeah.
Means the goldsmith starts working.
So follow the master starts.
Yes. Actually, facing the devil starts there. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Because when the goldsmith starts working, he wants you to become the best instrument or the best ornament in his hands. Which can be offered to him. Which, what can we offer? Which can be taken by him.
Right, yeah. Aptly put.
And then, so he wants to see his own reflection in that beautiful piece of gold. So he puts it through, what a goldsmith does. Crucible of fire. And then takes it out, checks whether it's fine or not, hit it, hammer it, thrash it left and right. And again, if it is not good enough, again put it back in the fire. So
no, but Ganesh, you are scaring everyone. No, see, thing is, when he is putting you through all this, he always says that I'm always there with you.
Exactly.
You won't know, but my grace, my support, my walking with you will always be there. So many times the experience of so many devotees is when we pray to him and when we go through this process, it's like how anesthesia happens. You won't feel the pain. But actually it is well done when it is actually done. When Swami tells you, it will go through it properly. So according to you, Bangaru is in a way a good thing to start, because you're becoming purer.
Yes.
You're actually trying to follow Durga Suktam sincerely in letter and spirit.
Exactly. Because Swami beautifully tells here, when does blemish start entering us? We need to question we need to find out the root of that.
Hmm.
So when we find out the root, then we can solve the entire problem very easily.
Yes.
So Swami so beautifully puts it that your heart is not a musical chair.
Yes.
It's a single seated chair where it has place only for God.
Yes.
So once we start allowing other things to get seated onto that chair, then problem starts.
Yes.
So then the goldsmith starts worrying, what's happening to this instrument?
So let me take some
charge over it and then put it.
Yes.
So then the journey seriously begins.
Yes, correct. So yeah, so the whole summary of this, if we can say, is that go through the process of life, take ups and downs in your stride with same equanimity, difficulties, obstacles are inevitable, and be like the Durga who was tam agnivarnam vairo agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim
vairo.
So the tapas and the fire which she exhibited, which she is, her nature is, so probably be of that nature where you are always pure, like the fire always burns you and makes you pure, and any problem comes, Mother Durga is there. Pray, chant the Durga Suktam and then pray to Swami and then everything will be taken care.
So, when we were talking in the beginning of the Jataveda, the knowledge which strikes you. So, what happens when that knowledge
strikes
is the end of Durga Suktam.
Yes.
So, once the knowledge dawns upon you, what happens?
So, basically you are trying to tell that the meaning of Jataveda which you put.
Exactly.
As soon as it comes. You know it comes. And like it, you don't need to ask anyone for a certificate about it. You immediately know that it has come. Like the nature of Agni, if you kindle it, you automatically know that it has come, because you can see the Agni, which is the fire, the form of the fire. So in the same way, you're telling in talking about bliss and wisdom and jnanam.
Exactly. So two examples we can take from two beautiful devotees of the Lord.
Yes.
One in Krishna's life and one is Swami's life.
Yes.
When we take the example of Kasturi Garu, it so happened once that every now and then Swami used to go into a trance.
Yes.
And Kasturi Garu sometimes used to have a doubt, where is Swami going?
Is he really going?
So because he was a little skeptical. Then Swami knew what was going on in his heart. And then one such day, when Swami went into a deep trance and for a long time he was in that, once he came back, then Kasturi Garu very inquisitively asked Swami, what happened to you? Then Swami started explaining, there is a devotee in Dehradun, his name is Krishnamurti, he often comes to Prashantalayam. His mother was on her deathbed and she was wanting to see Swami and she wanted to have Swami's prasadam. So because of the inconvenience caused, they were not able to come here. So I had to go there, bless her and come back. This is what Swami told him. Then the doubtful mind of Kasturi Garu, he wanted to note down all these details in a piece of paper. Then Swami tells him, go and get that piece of paper and write down all the details. And Swami dictates him. He writes. And then Swami tells him to go. After a week, they receive a letter from this family. And then Swami keeps it very safely. And when Kasturi Garu enters Swami's chamber, he asks him to open that letter and read out. And then Swami asks him, take out that chit of paper which you have written down all the points and compare it.
Compare it.
Then to his utter amazement, and he is like shell shocked, he comes to know that every detail in that letter is matching with the details in the piece of paper
which he has noted down.
And then he is in total bliss. And then he tells, we have seen God, I have seen God, I have experienced God. Saying these few words, he leaves the presence of Swami, he goes to his home, and his mother who was there along with him, she offers him some tea or something, and he refuses to eat, he refuses to drink, he is completely in that bliss that he keeps telling, I have seen God, I have seen God, we are in the presence of God.
Mm.
Anandam, Anandam.
Okay.
That is the kind of bliss which he goes into.
Mm.
And 3 days go past. And then one day after the bhajans, Swami comes to East, where all these people used to live.
East Prashanti.
East Prashanti. Yeah. And then Swami asks his mother, what happened to Kasturi? How is he?
Mm.
And then she tells him, Swami, I don't know what happened to him. 3 days back, he has come like this and he is not coming out of it. He is not eating anything. He is not drinking anything. You only have to do something to him. Then Swami beautifully tells the secret which all of us should know. This is what happens to an individual when he knows the truth.
Beautiful.
The truth that you are in the presence of God and the truth that you and God are one.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens to you. You are in complete bliss. And after a couple of days, Swami gets him back to the normal state in this illusory world. Back again. This is one example which I am reminded of. And the second example is that which Swami often quotes of the Krishna avatar, where he beautifully sings this song, Sugunaku kanipinchenanta nandunu inta gopaludanta sugunaku kanipinchenanta. So then as Suguna, the newly wed girl Gopika, comes to Vrindavan, when she is lighting the lamp, she is able to see the form of Lord Krishna.
No, not. This is when she, you know, he explains beautifully. He says in those days, Nanda was the like the village mukhya, the head of the village.
Mm.
So everyone will go to his house and light that lamp from the lamp which he has.
Mm.
So when she goes to light the lamp,
she
is not able to see the lamp or the fire. She only sees Krishna in that lamp.
Mm.
So her hand is getting burnt when she is lighting her lamp.
Mm.
But she is in bliss because she is able to see Krishna. So probably that's what is Nandudi Inta Gopaludanta. In the house of Nanda, she is, even in the flame also she saw only Krishna.
So this is, I think, maybe our understanding of completing the journey or the result of knowledge or the spark that has struck you or dawned upon you.
Yes.
So the journey of finishing the game.
So means, Ganesh, you say that if the obstacles come your way, if you go through the obstacles, they make you more wise,
yes.
They make you richer, and you get more and more experience to take in your stride all the difficulties and the joys and the pleasures in the same
way.
Equanimity.
Mm.
So probably that is what is the final objective.
Mm.
And then get to a stage where you don't have a doership only, that you say that everything is Lord.
Swami beautifully tells in his letter which he writes to Seshamraj Garu, Manchi chaddala kuda manasulo samamuga bhavinchuchundute bhakti naku.
Okay.
So both good and bad, if you take it in an equanimous way, that itself is true bhakti, Swami tells.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So maybe I think this is the end of the journey, which it's like a baton for us.
Yes.
Which leads on to the next journey, which we are going to embark upon, which is the
intellect.
Mm.
So, any hints on that? Okay, but before getting into telling what is the next sukta which we are taking, you want to share that experience of one of our brothers, Om Prasad, you were talking about.
Yeah, it was one of the bhajan sessions where people used to call those whom Swami used to speak regularly as form boys. And during that period, we are like in tune with the Lord.
Mm.
So whatever Swami wants, we think.
Mm.
Whatever Swami wants, we do. And whatever Swami wants, that only we speak.
Mm.
It happens without our knowledge. So
Swami gives you that understanding and
he puts you in that position.
Mm.
And that is his grace.
Mm.
We have nothing to do with that. Then this was one bhajan session where our brother Om Prasad.
This is Shivaratri you're telling.
I don't exactly remember the festival.
Okay.
But as the bhajan session was going on, he was one of the lead singers.
Mm.
Swami was in complete bliss.
Mm.
And then Swami was closing his eyes. Suddenly he, in between the bhajan, he just looked at Om Prasad.
Just
a glance.
Mm.
And then Om Prasad knew which bhajan to start, which alap to start, and then he started off.
Wow.
And immediately Om Prasad closed his eyes and he finished the bhajan. Swami was in, like, he was so overjoyed by the fact that Om Prasad exactly understood what Swami wanted.
So he had sukshma buddhi.
Sukshma buddhi. And that was granted by him.
Yes.
Whether what to do at what instant and what will please the Lord.
Yes.
He had given that power for him to understand that.
So beautiful.
So maybe this is the kind of sukshma buddhi that each one of us should develop. What? Bhargav, you were telling something about the kinds of devotees that is mentioned in the Shirdi Sai Satcharitra.
Yeah.
I think we can give a hint with this. Maybe
so,
the
we say Uttama, Madhyama and Adhama. Three. Uttamas are those, I think, like you, the example which you gave. I don't know whether you have time. We can actually talk about Nandi also. The devotee Nandi is like unparalleled. When you were telling, it's so thrilling. Shiva is going and about to destroy the Tripuras.
The Lord is called Tripurasura Samhara. So because he had to destroy those three Puras. But Mayasura was a devotee of Lord Shiva. So he could not kill the devotee. But he cannot stop vanquishing the three Puras. So as the Lord aims at those Tripuras, once in a lifetime when those three come in the same straight line.
Alignment. With his pinaka.
With his pinaka. He thinks that the devotee has to be saved. So he just gives a glance at Lord Nandi as he releases the bow.
Before
releasing the bow. So Nandi understands what is going on in Lord Shiva's mind.
Wow.
He has to save Mayasura from the wrath of Pinaka. So he understands. He rushes before even the arrow hits the Tripuras.
His speed is more than the arrow speed.
More than the arrow speed. And then he picks up Mayasura and comes out.
Before the destruction happens.
And Lord Shiva is mightily pleased.
Like, so overwhelmed. Right? You see, my devotees perform so well.
Yeah.
So this is Uttama Bhakti.
Uttama Bhakti.
So second Madhyama is, Swami says, okay, go and do this. We do sincerely and finish. Adhama is... How many times I tell you, but you don't listen to me. Swami always keeps telling that, lamenting. So many of us are in that. That is Adhama type of a devotee. So let us all aspire to go from Adhama state to Uttama state. I think a boat which will help us in this journey is probably Medha Sukta.
Yes. So the blossoming of the intellect.
So that we develop that buddhi, which is in the words of Tyagaraja, Sukshma Buddhi Kalaga Bharatudu, means Bharata had the Sukshma Buddhi.
Chuchi Chuchi Mrukkina.
So that he used to bow down to Rama knowing that what Rama is. Like
exactly.
How Kasturi Garu was doing. So let's all aspire for the Sukshma Buddhi. Probably this journey will be from the grossest type of buddhi to the
maybe we can call it this way, the mundane cleverness or the intelligence to the ultimate Sukshma Buddhi.
The refinement of the
buddhi.
That you get intuition, intuitive buddhi, so that you immediately know, like, you don't need to have Lord in front of you to know what he wants. Intuitively, you should know every moment what is correct for you, and you should just do what is correct.
Exactly.
So, there will be also an interesting journey, Ganesh, I think.
Yes.
The journey of Medha Suktam.
Medha Suktam.
So, let's take it up from next week.
So, with this, we come to an end to this week's Veda Jignasa. And again, with a humble prayer that every thought, word and deed is his inspiration, we shall conclude this class with the Kshama Prarthana Mantram.
Om Yadakshara Parabhrashtam Matra Heenam Tu Yad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padaparaksharani Cha Yunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasvasaishwara Aparadha Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Daso Yamiti Mamatva Kshamasvasaishwara Anyadha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksharakshasaishwara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Saishwara Arpanamastu.
From a few moments from now, you will listen to the Bhajan Classroom by Brother Bishu, Sairam and happy listening. Stay tuned to Radio Sai Asia Stream.